Mark and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, jump on 766-9370. Anything at all you want to say, you want to share, discuss, advice, you want it, you need it, weekend plans, anything. 766-9370. I got a deal today, and I don't necessarily think I need advice, but for the sake of doing a radio show, I'll say, okay, I might need a little advice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
From who, though? Wait a minute. Advice from me?
Or no, God, no. There's nothing you could ever help me with in life.
From
no.
Albert?
No. Albert? No, Albert's... You guys could all chime in, sure, but I don't think Albert would be that effective in helping me either.
You're going to take listener advice before you would take any from me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, dealing with this subject, or almost any subject, anything dealing with life.
Goodness.
Yeah, River Rocker's more dependable. 766-9370, here's my deal. And I found out about this like 15 minutes before I'm getting ready to go to bed last night. So, as you can imagine, I had a tough time, you know, tossing and turning, trying to get to sleep, because my wife hits me with this 15 minutes before night time.
Okay.
She says, I want to show you this. She shows me this award that my son got at school. And I'm like, okay, great. 4.0 or higher, okay? And we're like, all right, that's fantastic.
Wow.
So she butters the bread with that so she can give me this big horse pill to choke on. She says, so he got this today. Here's his award. I'm like, fantastic. I yell at my son. I said, hey, good job. And then she says, he also wants to know if tomorrow night he can go out with his friend and his friend's girlfriend and another girl that's her friend.
Uh-oh. Double date.
Yes, a double date. So I say, okay, that whatever. Okay, well, what are they going to do? And my wife says, well, they're going to go to the movies. I'm like, okay, he's done that before with other girls, and he does that quite a bit. Sure. Buddies, no big deal. And then my wife drops the A-bomb and says his buddy's girlfriend will be driving them.
Ooh, now, is this the first time this would be happening where he gets driven around by a what do you call that, a peer?
Another high school
student.
Kid?
Yeah, high school kid.
No, he's had buddies come pick him up. We've dropped him off at places, and they've driven.
Oh, so this has already happened a few times.
Well, a few times, and we know all the kids, because here's the thing, and last week a kid came and picked him up, so they'd go study and all that. And I told my wife, I said, I don't know this kid. She said, well, you should go out and meet him. So I walk out, and I meet this kid. And I'm
How's
like,
that go?
I said, hey, how you doing? I shake his hand, and he was a little offish. Saw a little Eddie Haskell in this guy. And here's the deal, and I'm just going to be truthful, and I'm not bragging about this, but I could automatically see why this kid was coming to pick up my son, because my son likes this chick that he or the three of them are going to hang around with.
Gotcha.
But the kid that came to get him is also using this chick so he could get his homework done from my son. Okay, that's the deal. This is what I'm...
You've got this figured out within a minute and a half of meeting.
Oh, yeah, and here's the thing. I've done some awesome. Really, really rotten, seedy things as a kid. And
yeah,
no,
you have.
There's no trick that my boy is going to get past me. And if I think back to all this stuff that I lied about and did, it's like yesterday. And I see this kid that picks up my son, and I talk to him, and he seems somewhat decent, but I know there's an underlying reason for him and all this going on.
What relation does this kid have with the girl that your boy likes? They're just buddies at school,
too? No, this is a totally different thing. But I'm just saying, this is what I did, is I went out and I said, hey, how long have you been driving? And he said, oh, about over a year now. And I saw a dent on the right front fender. And I said, that dent's not from you, is it? And he said, I got the car like that. And I said, okay, don't put any more dents in the car. And I said, and stay off your phone, you know, as I walked away. And my son's kind of like, shut up, you know. So I go in the house. But everyone that he's ridden with, which is, I don't know, 8-10 times, we all know. You know, and there's been other people that'll drop him off or what have you. But this is a scenario that I don't like. Because he wants to go straight from school over his buddy's house, and he wants to hang out until 6 or 7 o'clock to when they go to the movie, and his buddy's girlfriend shows up with the girl on the double date and picks them all up and takes them to the movie.
Mm.
Now, all these kids...
That's quite a big evening right there.
They all go to the same school. I asked my son, I said, how long has this girl been driving? He said, I don't know, about a year. I said, what grade? He said, senior. My son's a junior this year.
He'll so he's hanging out. I'm now taking it with older kids.
Yeah,
they've all been driving for about a year, because he's just about to get his.
Yeah, he'll drive. His birthday's in 6 days, so he'll be 16, and then he's got to wait that period out, because in California, you got to wait so many days before.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, and so he'll get his license in, like, what is he going to get it, like, November, end of October, November, he'll have his license.
Shortly.
He's been driving. So on his 16th birthday, which is in 6 days, he'll be 16, and off he goes. He's a junior. But for him to leave school, hang out over at buddy's, and have the friend's girlfriend and her girlfriend all show up on a double date and go out, I don't like it because I don't know who's driving, and I know there's more distraction. And I don't know the girl that he's going on this double date
with. Oh, that's what it is. You want to grill this girl and find out what her driving record is. And
well, he showed me a photo of this chick that he's going to be on this double date with. And I'm not being creepy when I say this. I don't care how old you are. You know, if you have daughters, if you have sons that date daughters, you know who's trouble and who's not. You know who gets it on and who doesn't. I don't care what age you are, what part of the country you're from. You know the chicks that you want to hang with and the ones that you don't. And this chick, when I saw her, my wife showed me a picture on the phone. I'm like, wow, I would have went to the movies with her back when I was in high school. I can just see the kind of foursome and the night that this is going to be. And I guess my ask for advice is this. You know that this is one of those nights where something's brewing. There's that something in the kitchen, something's cooking, and it stinks. There's a little something. You can see, you know, sometimes parents worry. Sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes it's not. It's natural. It's instinctive. That's what parents do.
I don't. There's none of this even happening in my life yet.
He's young.
Yeah.
It comes.
Thankfully.
It graduates. But some of those worries are warranted. Some of them aren't. And you got to really step back and go, hold on a minute. This is stupid. You're getting worked up, or I'll tell my wife, you're getting worked up over nothing. Let's be logical about this. Let's take a breath. Let's think this through. And you're like, okay, no big deal. But this is one of those perfect storm scenarios when a kid can go out and make a bad decision. And I've always told them, please go do something stupid. Give me a reason.
You almost dare him to do something stupid.
I do it, and he thinks it's funny, but it's kind of kept him in check. And he's a pretty good kid for the most part.
I was going to say, I don't think he's going to be out causing trouble. He's a good boy.
Yes, but it's the old thing, the old adage. You know what? Four kids hanging around. That fourth kid hangs around three losers. He's the fourth loser. That's how it works. You got to make good decisions. And when you put yourself in situations with people who don't always make good decisions, you hang around them long enough, it'll happen. And I could just see
this. Yeah, but you're basing all this on a photo. You never even met this girl.
No, I'm basing it on the scenario. I'm basing it on the evening. I'm basing it on him going from school, him going out to hang out, then him getting in the car, and then him going out to see this movie. Now, all of that's innocent, but the two things that bother me are, I don't know two of the people in the scenario. I don't know who the driver is, and I don't know what they're going to do from school to here to there. Are they really going to go to the movie? Am I going to ask for the movie ticket? Is he going to send us a text? Sure. And so, you know, I'm not a helicopter parent.
Are you? You sound a bit like a helicopter parent.
No. This is me gauging the wind. This is like when a golfer picks up the grass and throws it. He wants to see how the wind's blowing. I got good binoculars. I got a good telescope. I can see the seas before the waves come.
You're going to make him give you a movie ticket?
No. I'm not going to make him give me a movie ticket, but if I were to ask, could he
produce one?
Produce a movie ticket. That's the receipt of honesty. I don't care if you're going to ice cream. I don't care if you're going to the movies, the roller rink. I don't even know where kids go anymore. And the fact that he's going somewhere in this day and age, which very few teenagers do, although I think it's starting to change, that's great. That's fantastic. But there's a lot of unknowns. Now, see, this is what I need the advice on. Because a lot of dumb people, and I say this snidely, but a lot of dumb people say, you got to push them out there. They got to learn on their own. They got to make their own mistakes to learn. I'll be goddamned. Out of 200,000 years of human beings on this planet, we're going to rely on a young kid to make that decision when they could go to the library, which would be me or mom, and they could source and ask and get advice. Why would anyone let someone walk barefooted into a street of saw blades that are rusty when we know the dangers of that? So letting kids just figure it out on their own to learn from their own mistakes,
I don't think that's
a crap excuse.
I don't think going to a buddy's house and off to a movie is like walking into a street of saw blades barefoot, Christ's sake.
Poor analogy. All I'm saying is
he's not going into Oakland or Compton.
No, but I'm saying that what he's doing, well, and you know what, it's not much better here. If you look around these parts of the, you know, California nowadays.
There's been quite a few murders out in your neck of the woods here recently.
Hell, here.
Good Lord.
Sacramento, everywhere.
Yeah.
So my point is, though, why wouldn't you want your child to rely on resources and information before sending him out to dance with the wolves? That's my only point. And I can just see this is one of those scenarios where I can be very, very helpful. And it's up to him to make a lot of great decisions. Because haven't we all, as young kids, weren't you ever, you hang out with this group of kids or you end up somewhere and you're like, oh my God. This is my point. We've all ended up in the back seat of a stolen car with a dead hooker in Detroit.
Good God.
You know, we all end up in that.
No, we haven't.
We're sitting back there. We're like, oh my God, why did I make this decision? How did I get here? Why did these chain of events lead me here? Why did I make such poor decisions? Everyone's had that pit in their stomach where they're like, oh man, I screwed up. I should have said no, I didn't want to go. I should have said no, I have to go home. I should have. We've all been in that dark, scary alley or whatever the scenario where we're like, oh man, I should have listened to mom. I should have listened to dad. Boom, there you are, faced with life. What do you do? And I just see this. Maybe I'm overthinking it. He's still going to go because last night he said...
I got to think you are.
What?
Overthinking it.
No, it's just I see. I can forecast the weather. And I just know that this is one of those times where he needs to be extra smart or he needs to lean on us for more information. And he's not because he's a boy and because he's almost 16.
What do you want him to ask you? Like, what sort of information is he needing about an evening like this? Because I'm perplexed at this at the moment.
Yeah, well, we've had the prophylactic discussion. He knows if he ever comes home with red eyes or there's any Visine or if there's any smoking a pot, if there's any drinking, any of that stuff that happens, he knows what he can and can't do or where he can and can't do it. And he knows the guidelines and he knows the rules. I just want him to be reassured or to be very confident before he leaves that he knows the ground rules and he asks if. Because if he says, what if this happens? What if? We can answer that. And here's the other thing I haven't told you. He thinks 12 o'clock is a suitable time to be home. I told my wife 10 o'clock is fine. They go to this movie at 6:30. There's no reason they need to be around out, you know, past 10. He can be home. He can be home at 10.
I was wondering what a curfew time would be for having to come home that evening.
Well, this is the first time that he's been out in a car with a girl and friends. He's had buddies driving around and all that stuff. That's fine, and we know these kids. But this is a true kind of grown-up thing to do. And he's not even 16 yet. And the stuff that I did before I was 13 would make people's heads spin. But it was a different time.
If you 10 o'clock him, though, if you 10 o'clock him, you're going to nerd him out.
Yeah.
Don't do that to him. You got to give him midnight. Don't 10 o'clock him midnight. Not on his first run with this hot chick and all that. You don't do that to him.
The closer you get to midnight, the dumber you get. And you go past midnight.
You make that boy come home at 10, he's done with her.
Hey, he's 15. He's 15. My dad used to make me go to bed at 9 o'clock on a school night.
Don't be your dad.
I was on the phone with my girls or my girlfriends, and I'd be talking. It'd be like 9:02. My dad would get on the phone and say, Greg, get off the goddamn phone. Okay, that's okay if he would have stopped right there. But then he'd finish it up with, it's time to go to bed. and you would feel your manhood shrink into the size of an acorn and then crawl up into your stomach, and you're like, oh, you rotten
son. Oh, my God, that's funny.
He would just belittle you to the point where you're like, you had to tell the chick, you're like, yeah, my dad's a dick. I gotta go to bed. I'm sorry. and then he'd stay on the phone. You think I'm getting off? I said go to bed.
Oh, you're like, you rotten animal.
And I was like, come on, man. You're just blocking me, bro. What are you doing to me? Not only are you blocking me, making me go to bed because you know I'm going to uphold your wishes, but you really had to rub it in that way. So I know what you're saying with the 10 o'clock thing and nerding them out, but here's the thing. You're not going to jump off the pier and go straight for Alcatraz. You got to go halfway. You got to test the waters. You go out a little bit. You see if you can make the swim. Then you come back. You don't give this kid all this shore to cover on first night because that's what a dumb parent would do. A lot of people are like, hey, sink or swim. I don't need a sinking scenario.
Well,
I want him to swim.
You don't want to put him out there without a life jacket on. But for crying out loud, you also don't want to put him out there with a permanent in his hair.
I mean, coming from a guy that had one, that does kind of mean something because
yes,
I know
does.
You had one.
And it really struck hard.
Yeah. How many years did you have that perm?
About a year.
And the comedy is.
And it was right between sixth grade and seventh. I was getting ready to go into junior high. That ruined me for a couple years.
Yeah. And here's the comedy.
Thanks, Mom.
Nobody on the West Coast would ever call a perm a permanent. But Joe, because he's from Indiana, and what makes it so funny is that Joe always says, I had a permanent.
I did. Stupid. My mom says, let's put a little wave in your hair, honey. Everyone's doing that's a new style.
Yeah.
Get a little wave in there. That was not a wave. It was a full permanent.
Yeah, Bob, you're not kidding about the wave. Every time I walk up to the chicks, they wave bye.
Yeah. They said things like, what's wrong with your hair? That's permanent.
Hello, ladies. I've got a permanent.
That was awful.
I want to take these calls. A bunch are coming in. We got to do this, though. If you got advice, Kyle, Jeff, Kelly, Chuck, all you guys, hang on. We got to do these. Then we'll come back. 766-9370. It's a Friday. Hang on.